Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area, and the official clock says it's 3 o'clock Eastern. So here's your latest update on Hurricane Michael. Looking at the satellite here, an impressive look at the center. You can see definitely where the eye is, but we're also paying attention to things like the convection, the stronger storms, the top of these storms increasing with time around this center. And the other part of the issue here is we really want to pay attention. We always talk about these rain bands because that's a lot of times once we get closer to the coast, you start seeing, that's some of the higher rainfall amounts, and you start seeing some of the high winds as well, not only just the center, but also in these rain bands. And notice how the progression to the north. We're going to start seeing some of these rain bands get pretty close to the coast tonight. So that's why we're talking about really being prepared. We still do forecast an increase in some of the wind speed with time. And look at the size of this. I mean, it's really the way to look at this is not just necessarily the center, not just necessarily the cone, because the cone is basically the cone of error where we think the center could be. But look at the size of the tropical storm force winds extending out 185 miles, hurricane force winds stretching out 40 miles. So think about that, a whole swath of that wind well outside the cone. So you got to really watch this because the impacts are well outside the cone. So let's not focus on that at all. So we do have the hurricane warning for a big part of the coastline and the Northeast Gulf Coast. But you think about the size of this storm. We also have tropical storm watches around Tampa and also the Mississippi coast. That's pretty far away from the storm. And with time, we continue to be a hurricane inland and a tropical storm. So you're going to see a situation that we even have tropical storm watches along the Georgia and South Carolina coast because this thing's just going to keep on going, Michael is. With a hurricane here and a tropical storm continuing, put that rain on top of the wind, prolonged power outages, a lot of trees, a lot of power lines down, and that's going to continue to be an issue. So as a result, we really need to start preparing for these impacts and be ready tonight. The preparation time is right now because you're going to start seeing things go downhill, even beginning tonight and definitely tomorrow. Some of the rainfall amounts, 6 to 10 inches, and we've had some storms in the past that slow down. Even without that, you're still going to get these tropical rains, very efficient rains. And some places could even get 12 inches of rain. And look at the 4 to 6 inches stretching well into Georgia and even the Carolinas. So that rain plus the wind, it's not a good combination. You're going to have a lot of issues with trees down and power outages. Here's the other issue, very deadly, very life-threatening situation with the storm surge. This is just part of the Gulf Coast that just you trap the water in, very vulnerable to storm surge, very shallow along the coast. And you look at these areas here where the water gets trapped, that's where a lot of times you'll see some of those higher values. And that's what we're watching really close with our storm surge warning. Think about this, 8 to 12 foot. That's above ground. That's potential inundation right above the ground. And that's not survivable. It's very dangerous a situation. Not every area will get that. But as you'll see, when we start looking at the inundation itself, a lot of places will. In red here, we're looking at above 9 foot of inundation. And it's not just these barrier islands that are very dangerous. Those are very dangerous. But with time, that water gets pushed inward. And look at these areas. Some places along these rivers and creeks are going to get some of this water, even all the way to Panama City, even on the left side with that wind could push water into some areas. So very dangerous situation. We need everybody to wrap up your preparedness, be in a safe place. I can't urge it enough. Be in a safe place from Hurricane Michael. This has been Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center.